This is a Pinball News production.
All right. This is a little more advanced for some, so, you know, 101, but this gives you some kind of classes. There were videotapes for many years by Randy Fromm, okay? He was like the arcade guru of repair. He actually had classes out in California. Randy's tapes were very long and very tiresome, okay? This is what I like about Clay's stuff. When he did his videos, they were very lighthearted. There was some comedy. There was some stuff that broke it up. There was some stuff that kind of kept you engaged, okay? Randy Fromm was just kind of like hours and hours of lecture and hours just put you to sleep. With Pinball Ninja, there's only like a five-minute section. You know, 3 minutes here, 2 minutes here. You can build a wealth of information. That desoldering pump you use is an industry standard. It's a Henko. Okay, I think that's the 808 version. At ICE, we have Henkos right on the station. Invaluable. You can sit there with that, you know, little clicker desoldering pump. That's great out in the field. But when you're going to work on a bench or work on a game, you want two things perfect. You want a desoldering gun at the right temperature and a soldering station that's temperature controlled too. You don't burn out your leads. You don't burn out your testers. You can get these very, very cheaply, too. There's a nice version called the IO. It's a Russian version. It's basically a knockoff. But you can get the soldering station and the soldering station all together for about $130, $140. So, I mean, that's pretty reasonable, okay? For anybody who's getting into the business, you know, this is something that you want to learn. All right, so we're going to wrap it up here. Is there any questions? Because we've got a few minutes, and I can take a few questions. Anything that you guys are thinking about? Go ahead, James.
What temperature do you use for soldering, whether it's coils or set for electronics?
Okay, so coils, I use a standard pen soldering iron. Okay, some people like to have the Weller gun. Okay, that shoots up to 1,000 degrees. And at one point, somebody told me that it was standard by Bally Williams to use this gun, so it got it hot enough. I don't think it really does the job. It gets it too hot sometimes, I think. You know, just hot enough to get it going. Now, for boards, desoldering, and using it, 700 degrees. 720, 740, never go above 750. You go above 750, you're going to start burning traces. Then you're going to have to start putting any jumpers. You're going to have to do some other stuff. Interesting enough, like if you go with the Russian version, it's all going to be in Celsius. Because the only Americans do it in degrees. So if you're going to do it in Celsius, it's going to be about 300 to 350. Okay? So keep that in mind. Any other questions? Anybody else? No? Okay. Go ahead, Jim.
All right. You got the arcade. How do you feel about which aftermarket boards do you use to repair your machines in the arcade?
Okay, which, you mean pinball?
Like, for example, this made me think of the X-Pin Power Supply.
Okay. X-Pin Power Supplies are very good. Now, here's the rule of thumb, and I'm not going to bash anybody. I don't want to bash anybody, but you'll understand what I mean. Rotten Dog makes a heck of a lot of boards. They are good. I use them as an operator in a pinch. What does that mean? It means if I have a problem in a location and I need to get my game up, I will put a Rotten Dog in there, take the original out, and fix it, and put it back in. Why? Rotten Dogs are good in a pinch. That's all I'm going to say. I've had them where I've had them in there, and within a week, they have now had a problem. And I got to, so it's kind of like a ticking time bomb for me on some boards. Rotten Dog is that way. Currently, this company, K-Out, I'm going to try to get them here next year for Expo. They do all the System 3 through 7 Williams boards. Okay, their boards are excellent. I like them. They use a ribbon cable instead of the header pin. Okay, very nice. They also still sell it with the header pin, so you can, if you have to put it in a machine, you can do it. The guys will also bring you the ROMs, give you the boards. The boards are very economical. Okay, I can't say enough about But when I put them in a game, think about this. I am now taking a Black Knight. It's already, what, 30-some-odd years old. 30-year-old boards that have been cooking 24 hours a day for over 30 years. And now I'm going to put it in a location. Do I, you know, what are my chances of a component going bad? Pretty good. So I will switch them out and put this in and run them. And I have been running this in a Black Knight for the last 6 months and not had a problem. Okay. Same thing with Altec boards. I like Altec boards. You got to remember, I'm putting the MPU, the drivers, maybe the lamp drivers, because they can take care of the LEDs. But for the most part, I want to have the boards running the machine. I still use my old Williams System 11s and forward. I'll just repair them because they were well enough designed to continue on. With that statement, I mean, there are new boards now out for the Gottlieb System 80s, which are very nice. If you look for them, you will find them. I am going to be testing them shortly on games in the location to see the longevity of it. Okay? Because Gottlieb made some great games, but their problem was the boards. And that's true with all the makers. If you think about it, if they took the board technology that we have now and took it back to the 70s, it'd blow you away. You know, what we do now. But we take it for granted. I mean, Gottlieb went out and got the industry standard, Rockwell. They were putting them in the space missions. They were sending people into space with these boards. Would you want to go into space with a System 80 board set in your space? Or System 1? No, not really. You'd be afraid of that's it, I'm stuck in space. You know, I mean, but that was cutting edge. You know, and Gary Stern will tell you, that was like, well, they couldn't sell certain games to foreign markets because it was, quote-unquote, special technology. You know, they didn't have the technology at that point. So, any other questions? No? Thank you very much for Pinball 101. We will be, if you guys want to do something again next year, maybe you can talk to Rob. We'll maybe talk a little bit more about in-depth schematics, maybe a 102 or other stuff so forth. Okay, thank you very much.